Okay. Our next sugya. Our next sugya begins right where the last sugya ended. We're trying to figure out whether there's a concept of a zimun shel rishus or not. So we saw the notion of a zimun shel rishus both in terms of two people potentially benching, as well as in terms of women potentially benching from a zimun. So the Gemara says, so those who are looking inside the Gemara, those who are looking on the Mem Kumash sheet, so the Gemara says at the top of Mem and Beis, the Gemara says, Tistayim, a couple lines down, Tistayim Rabbi Yochanan, who the Yomar, Imrats Lazamin, Emezamin. It would appear that it was Rabbi Yochanan who was of the opinion that there's no such thing as a Zibun Shavishos. Why? The Yomar Rabbi Bachar, Rabbi Yochanan, the other does the following statement, Shnayim Shaokhlu Kiachas, if two people eat together, Echad Mehen Yeitzi Bibichas Chaveroi. That one person can be Yotze Bichas Amozom by hearing the other one bench. And we discussed concerning this statement of Rabbi Yochanan. My Kamashmo, what's the Chiddush? I need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me this, that I can be Motzi you in a mitzvah Shabbatipur. Tanina, Shavlo on a Yotze. It's a din klali of Shamei Ka'oinah. The Mishnah has it in Masechet Sukkah. We all make Kiddush based on Shemek Ha'oneh with the Kriyas Megillah based on Shemek Ha'oneh. So we're all familiar, there's a din of Shemek Ha'oneh in Halacha. So there's a din of Shemek Ha'oneh in Halacha. Obviously, it's going to work for benching as well. So why do I need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me that Echad Yaitzi B'Birchas Chaveiro? So the Gemara says, V'am Rabbi Zeiru, that the punchline, if someone gets the door, the punchline of Rabbi Yochanan was, Loi Meshe Ein B'Birchas Azimun Beinayim. And when you have two people benching together, they're not really benching bezimun. If they would have been considered to be a zimun, then it's not echad yaitzev b'chaveiro. Echad yaitzev b'chaveiro has the connotation of shemek ha'oina. So if it would be a b'chas hazimun, that would be a different picture of the gamrei. So for the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that echad yaitzev b'chaveiro, it sounds like it's not a no b'chas hazimun taking place, and there is no such thing as a b'chas hazimun b'shnayim. So my sister's time, it's all right. So now the Gemara continues on to analyze this din of one person be motzi somebody else, not in the context of zimun. So I'm Rabbi Nektinan. We have a tradition. Shnayim she'achlu kiyachas mitzvah lecholik. If you have two people who ate together, one should not be motzi the other one in birchas hamazon. Rather, the appropriate thing to do is each person to bench for themselves. Tanya Nami Yochanan, we have a price that supports that. Shnayim she'achlu kiyachas mitzvah lecholik. When do we say that it's better for each one to be yaitzeh benching themselves? That's what each one knows how to bench. Each one's a tamei chacham. But if one is a tamei chacham, the other guy doesn't know how to bench, so then he should be yaitzeh, he can be yaitzeh, he must be yaitzeh with the benching of the tamei chacham. So when all the dust settles, let's chazen now. What didn't do we have that emanate from our sukkah? Begin to see how this is going to play out for us. So one thing is crystal clear, that there is a din on the books called Shemei HaKohenah. Now Shemei HaKohenah has nothing to do with Birchas HaMazon. It has everything to do with any time there's mitzvah Shabbatibur, whether it's Kiddush, whether it's Parsha Zohar, whether it's Kriyas HaMegillah, there's a parsha called Shemei HaKohenah, and therefore Birchas HaMazon, the Chora, should not be any less than Kiddush Abdullah, etc. And therefore there is a din of Shemei HaKohenah. Before we can begin even to discuss the details of Shemek Ha'oneh, what is the source of Shemek Ha'oneh? I don't know what's the source of Mishnah, it's the Mishnah Masechet Sukkah. What's the source in Psukim? After all, if we're using Shemek Ha'oneh to fulfill mitzvahs d'araisa, fulfill Moshom Kiddush is mitzvah d'araisa, because Samoza is the mitzvah d'araisa, we're using Shemek Ha'oneh to fulfill mitzvah d'araisa, then this cloud must be a cloud d'araisa. What would the source of this cloud d'araisa be? We would probably want to find the apostle. Anyone have any idea what the pasuk, the source of Shemek Ha'oneh is? Everyone was reading this Gemara. It wasn't part of this Dasha. Where did Shemek Ha'oneh come from? Anyone know? What's the source? It's a pasuk, a Beferish pasuk, not in Chumash. It's a Beferish pasuk tucked away somewhere in Navi. It's a Gemara Masechet Sukkah, for those who don't know what Navi is. Navi is second part of Tanakh. So it's quoted in Masechet Sukkah. And the Gemara says, that's the source of Shemek Ha'oneh. So whenever you see a Gemara like this, you have to already begin to get nervous. What do you have to get nervous for? We're dealing with your eyes, and you're quoting something from Navi. How can that work? How can that be? So L'chor, the Gemara says, you can't learn out the Gemara from different Kabbalah. The Kabbalah doesn't mean Zohar. The Kabbalah is the Dibuk Sukkim.
So the Gemara says you can't learn out dinim deraisa from the vehicle ksuba. So what's pshat the Gemara? How could the Gemara invoke the principle of shomer ha'odah, quoting a pasuk in Navi and using it vis-a-vis dinim deraisa, such as b'nei zamazon, such as kiddush, etc. So what's the answer? Do you have any idea? The Gemara says on several occasions, the Gemara has a similar challenge. The Gemara will quote a pasuk from Navi and he asked the question, Ba'ad also Yecheskel Manamra. Until Yecheskel Manamra came onto the scene 1,000 years after Matan Torah, what was the source for this din? So, Ad also, the Posse of Hashemir Kodah, what was the source? So comes the Gemara and answers the same kash all the time. It says, Hilchus of Gemirla, Ba'as Bechei Akurah. But it was really a Dershim Abed. It was Allah Chosh. You see, now it was a tradition. We already knew this din. The Navi is a Mechadish din. Navi is just referencing a pre-existing din. It's like Lahavil of Abdullah's. If you were writing a history book, you were describing something, let's say you were discussing Jewish current events in the modern state of Israel. So you would describe something about Shabbos. You would say, yes, Saturday is the seventh day of rest, and people don't drive their cars, etc. So if somebody was reading that book 1,000 years later, so they would say, oh, it must be that in the state of Israel in the year 2018, they started this concept called not driving on Shabbos. So that would be ridiculous. That would be an absurd conclusion. The fact that the book is written in 2018 describing events that have already been in place for thousands and thousands of years, that's the way you write a book. You're writing a book about current events, but you're presupposing all the things that have already been going on for a long time. So how the Elf Abdullah, the Navi is writing a sefer, the Navi has been given to the 1,000 years into the Torah, and he's referencing events, he's referencing dinim that already existed, that already part of the tradition, that from Moshe Sinai, so that's perfectly okay. That's exactly what's happening over here. So we're invoking the principle of, as we're invoking the principle of Shemei Ka'inah in order to be Yaitzei Mechaz Abozah. But the question is, are we really doing it? Is this really correct? Are we really, truly, wholeheartedly invoking Shemei Ka'inah in the Yaitzei Mechaz Abozah? What's the rabbi in your mind? What's the person? Shnayim Shoch, Tanya Milch, Shnayim Shoch, Yeah, but what? Mitzvah Chalak, me. It means each person should bench on their own. Everybody say they should not be Yaitzei Mechaz Abozah. Why not? If two people are making Kiddush, so there's a mitzvah each one making their own Kiddush. Why do they have one person makes Kiddush, so it's everybody else? So the Gemara says when it comes to Mechaz Abozah, somehow we're shying away from Shemei Abozah. Now it doesn't mean we're not using it at the end of the day. We are using it at the end of the day, as we end up using it by when? When do we use it? Even like a Chilakim.
Sofer and a board.
So when God has not mentioned, so now what are we going to do? But the chachilu, the two tamicham, two sofer, so then we would encourage each one to mention their own. Unless you mention was a mitzvah, that's a different ballgame. That's a different ballgame we have. So what is wrong with Shemei Ka'inah? Well, Shemei Ka'inah applies to benching, to working with the chachilu. If it doesn't apply, how does it work in the end? So the answer is, Rishon explained, he said, Rishon, the answer is that although in HaTorah, there's absolutely nothing wrong with relying on Shemei Ka'inah for Mechaz Abozah. There is something a little bit shaky about it. There's something a little bit funny about it. If we can avoid Shemei Ka'inah for Mechaz Abozah, we like to do it. You know why? Because it's not right. I ate, I enjoy, as geshmak, I'm full, I'm satiated, and then I'm going to sit around and twiddle my thumb for the other guy benches, and I nod away and I say, Amen. It's not right. It means, Misha Achal Yivarech. It's appropriate that not to rely on Shemei Ka'inah when not to some other. Now, again, it's only appropriate that people, if the effort is stopped, you don't have to bench, and I'm sure you have to rely on the Ikadim of Shemei Ka'inah. But it's not like Shemei Ka'inah of Kiddush that we're okay with, Abdullah we're okay with. We rely on these Shemei Ka'inahs even with Chachila. We try to shy away from Shemei Ka'inah of Mechaz Abozah if at all possible, unless you're benching on the Zoom. Benching on the Zoom has a different parish of the Gamma, that's a different than the Gamma. So that's the background to this Allah.
Is that because it's a physical thing that is?
I think so. Yeah. Mishach will be barach. Yeah. You're full. You're stuffed to the gills. Yeah. It's appropriate for the bench.
Is that the same reason why modem you say modem by ourselves and not with the chazan? Say
we would say a private modem. I'm not sure if it's the same idea. Maybe it's related. Okay, good. So very good. So we're all gonna say Mechaz Abozah. We're all gonna bench on our own. But every once in a blue moon, we are going to be Yotzei Shemei Ka'onet. And if it's Derech Zimon, then before that's the Chachila, one would in fact be Yotzei Mechaz Abozah.
So comes Tosfos on the spot and raises a question, raises a very, very serious objection, which really actually the bridge between the last sugya of Mechitzas Mazon for women and the sugya of Shemei Kohen. So Tosfos in the second amount of Kohenus raises the problem. V'noshim tzorch iyun, im yaitzeis v'bichas ha-zimun shal anoshim le'acha she'en levinos. Says Tosfos, women are sitting around the table, and the men are mentioning them, and the women are listening. Who knows the last group? Not only are the women listening, but they may very well be chayolas, right? Remember the smart, the shmurah, the nashim, chayolas, the zavimians. If the men are benching, the women have to listen as well. So the women are sitting around and they're listening to benching, and the man is saying, Baruch Adonai Melech. She has no idea what he's talking about. She doesn't speak Hebrew. She doesn't speak a word of Lashon HaKodesh. She has no idea what he's talking about. So comes to us and says, Tzor Chiyun, where do you yaitzi bichas ha-mazon in such a manner if you have no idea what you're talking about? Adkan, for a moment, is Tzor Chiyun. So let's roll the clock back for a minute. This is like waking up here all of a sudden in the seventh paragraph of Masechet Brachos, and they're raising a question not everybody always understands when they're listening to benching. I'll ask you a kasha. And the husband who's benching, he knows what he's talking about. He's such a great Talmid Chacham. He knows what he's talking about. Lav dafka. And every mitzvah shebedibra, people understand what they're saying. A person says Kiddush, they know what they're talking about. A person reads the Megillah, they know what the words mean. Lav dafka.
And we say that b'di'evet, if you at least know Lashon HaKodesh and you're able to speak
okay. So let's get a little back there.
So we can't even address this to something until we understand where the background is. Not the vacuum. We have to understand the background where Tosfos is coming from.
Was also
the
end,
because
he quotes the
Gemara
from
the Kills. We got a little way to go. So let's forget the Tosfos for a second. Okay, make believe you never saw the Tosfos. Hopefully that's gonna be very hard for you guys to saw the Tosfos. But make forget the Tosfos for a second. I want to go back to the ABCs. There are mitzvah shebedibur in halacha. There's a mitzvah of yichas halacha. It happens to be so. I'm benching myself. I'm not being late to my wife. I'm being to my kids. I'm benching myself. I'm sitting down, and I remember from first grade, Baruch, I don't know what the words mean. I don't know. I went to Ifrit Pifrit elementary school, but not everyone did. So we went to Ifrit Pifrit elementary school, so we went to Unglis of Unglis elementary school. But Dachlis, the guy is benching, doesn't know a word what he said. So what's the guy? Is there a cloud in Mitzvah Shebedibur that's necessary to understand what he's saying or not? I'm not wanting to sound very broken. I'm a general question. I'm a Kiddush, I'm saying Kriya Shema, I'm the benching, I'm a Mitzvah Shebedibur. Is it critical that I understand what I'm saying? Well, I have the words. We've got to realize.
So come to Rishonim and point out. That's a curveball you just threw out. So Mitzvah Shebedibur probably isn't going to apply here for the following reason. That the fulfillment of the Mitzvah Kavanah, all that's necessary is the other Kavanah Shem Mitzvah. Before I bench, I'm saying, you do the Shem, this is benching, and then I go to Jerusalem. Okay? Is anyone around the summer we went with Sakas Megillah? How many summers was that ago? 2 years ago. Right?
It's 2.
You guys were here that summer?
No.
Here. Go.
I read.
What? You were here. You were my Shem 2 years ago?
I was not.
No, okay. So 2 years ago, we looked with Sakas Megillah. So we spoke about this. You were here 2 years ago?
No.
Wait, yeah, okay.
Isn't it the Gemara that
told you? Wait a second. Okay. So at the time, we discussed the Arichos, a famous Shita Sarikva in Masechet Megillah. I didn't put it in my comments, but it's the background to what we're talking about right now. Where basically the Ritva points out that this idea that I do a Mitzvah Shebedibur, whether I do or do not have to understand what I'm talking about, ultimately boils down to what language I'm speaking. Namely, the Mishnah tells us in Masechet Sota that not all mitzvah shebedibur are created equal. Some mitzvah shebedibur, ilu nemarim b'lashon ha-kodesh, ilu nemarim b'chol lashon. There are some mitzvah shebedibur that must be said dafke b'lashon ha-kodesh. Let's see if you want to know which ones must be said b'lashon ha-kodesh.
Kiddush?
No. Shema, no.
Megillah,
no. So if you guys are really good. What? Tefillah, no.
Here's the Torah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe
it's
not. No. Birchas Kohanim. Kosevarchas Bnei Yisrael. The starting point is that anytime the Torah gives us a mitzvah shebe dibur, I don't have a specific text to say, so I don't have to say the text. Dafka b'loshen kodesh. And even if there is a text, I can translate the text. But whenever there's a gzeiras hakosav that says it has to be zeh loshen, it has to be dafka this way. The Quran cannot get up and say, Hashem shall bless you and guard over you. Hashem shall shine his countenance upon thee and grant thee peace. It's like, okay, not gonna work, it's not gonna fly, okay? Maybe you know when you're speaking at some, convocation for some government official, something. That's not Brit's coming. It's gotta be that for case of Archim Israel. Anyone have another one? Another place the Torah has a mitzvah of a Dibur and she uses the Lashon Kacha. Kacha, yes, Elohish. Asher lo yivne as base. Ochi.
What's that?
It's Bechalitza, yeah. Bikurim. Bikurim is one of them, right? Okay. Chalitza is one of Chalitza, the parashat that said the time Chalitza. So the bottom line is the Mishnah spells out in the second Sayyidah. Eilu memoir melosh nekir. There's certain things that Eilu memoir melosh nekir. The other things in Emor B'chaloshim, what are some things in Emor B'chaloshim? B'yachas Amoz, Zunkidish, Abdullah, we pass the Kriyashma, Zunachagis, the Torah, by the Kriyashma. So there is a din out there called Emor B'chaloshim. It's a din called Emor B'chaloshim. Kum Tirit Vod says, even though there's a din that many mitzvah Shiva Dibur in Emor B'chaloshim, you have to understand that Loshim. If you don't speak French, you can't be yet to Kriyashma in French. If you don't speak Spanish, you can't be yet to B'yachas Amoz in Spanish. If you do, you can. If you don't, you don't. However, the Ritva, when you want to be Yaitzeh, a mitzvah Shiva Dibur, B'Loshen HaKodesh, even though you don't have to. Nobody told you to bench B'Loshen HaKodesh. Nobody told you to say Kish HaKodesh. You could say it, blessed art thou, who sanctified this the seventh day, etc., etc., createth the world. You can say whatever you want. You could be Yaitzeh sitting in mitzvahs B'Loshen HaKodesh. But it's up to the Ritva, if you said B'Loshen HaKodesh, there is no need to understand what you're saying. So what's the beer end up? What's the pshat in this ritva? What's the lumpus in this ritva? Rambam French has to be dafka b'loshen HaKodesh, has to be dafka b'stud, b'loshen HaKodesh, what's the difference?
Because French, you're choosing to say it in French, you don't have to even say it in any language.
Rambam chooses to say b'loshen HaKodesh, and have to say b'loshen HaKodesh.
Well, because b'loshen HaKodesh is, well, for certain mitzvahs, you have b'loshen HaKodesh.
You have two guys benching. One guy's benching in French. One guy's benching in Hebrew. Neither of them has any idea what they're saying. The guy in Hebrew is yotzim in that term. The guy in French, that's not all over here. What's this din? Where does this din come from? What's the birad of? What's the answer, if I say?
When you do it in another language, you're sort of taking a step down.
What is a step down? In the Mormon Chaloshim?
Because there's basically... It's hard to explain, but...
Very hard to explain. You can't explain it, that's not right.
Because of the Kedusha of Moshe HaKodesh, it almost makes up for the understanding, and you're still
able to... I have all for Kedusha. I got the whole story. But Tafas, I want to understand the Shani. Hardcore love, the Shalit, the Shurish, the Shalit, I want to understand.
It might be that some is a lost translation, so obviously
that's an important technical question. How could I ever translate anything properly? Maybe things are lost.
Also, whatever the original text is, that's what best to say it. And if you're translating it, you're doing it dafka to understand it. That should
but I still want to understand what is the rice and why. What's the chat? So let's see if I give a little bit of dark. What defines a language? And how do you define what the word language means? Well, Marshall is fine. Okay? Let's say a guy is going to get up and he's going to say, there's a mitzvah deraisa to say Shema. And we pass it like the Tanai would say, Shema is one of those mitzvahs that's never of Chaloshin. So I'm going to get up and say like this. Gah! I think Gam means Shema. Listen, that's in my language. Echad. If Thursday Echad, I'm going to say Blub. Gam Blub. When I talk to myself, I talk to you. I say Gam Blub, that means here one. But you have a bunch of cavemen or dangin' clubs. So what's that? What, is that good? Is that good? What's job? So what's the answer about that? What's the Lashon Mishnah? In the word B'chol Lashon. Lashon is a halachic concept. A halachic concept doesn't just mean making grunts or making sounds. Lashon is a halachic concept of a way of communicating between human beings. That is called a Lashon. Who puts the final touches on a Lashon? Who decides whether something is a Lashon or something is not a Lashon? What's the difference between one guy grunting and another guy saying, Hero Israel? What's the
difference?
So what's the var? What is the communication between who and who? How korchach you have to say that you need a certain degree of people to be kaveya that something is a Lashon. A Lashon is not made up by one person. A Lashon is, as the Ran, the very beginning of the second term, the base of an act, the text of the Sechas Nedar. The Ran says that a Neder can be taken in any Lashon. So the Ran says, what defines a Lashon? The Ran says, Haskovas Ha'umos defines a Lashon. But the Oilam and Gizok, the people in France, decide that this is how you talk to each other. And you talk, Unda Trois, Adam, that's how you talk in French. Or the people in Mexico decide, this is how you talk. Something about don't fall against the puerta, puerta means the door. That's the only word in Spanish I know because it says on the train, don't lean against the puerta, okay? So yeah, certain words in the Shoinas only become significant because the Hamayt Am, there are people who use those words. As you said correctly, the key word is what? What's the word of say? Communication. Communication means not just between me and myself, or me and the other guy who knows how to grunt, me and a significant amount of people. Thus is a language in halacha. That's what the Ran is back in as well. So therefore, when it comes to languages, it is intuitively obvious, as the Ritva, that if I don't know what I'm saying, I don't understand the words that I'm saying, so for me, I'm not talking language. For me, I'm grunting. It doesn't mean anything. I'm just saying words. I'm saying I'm being mighty, RVP, but it's not a halachically a language, and therefore it cannot be used for the mitzvah deraisa of Kriya Shema, mitzvah laws, and the Kiddush of Abdullah. So it's not enough just to say grunt to make sounds. Sounds have to be halachically comprehensible to myself. And that's the reason why also, Tosk can point out, based on the Mishnah Berurah, points that based on the Gemara says Kedushin, what if I say Kriya Shema in French, the only problem is I'm not in France. I'm in Japan. And nobody in Japan knows what I'm talking about. So the Shabbat says I wouldn't be here to say either. So even though I may know what I'm talking about, but if nobody else knows what I'm talking about, so that is gibberish. That's not a language. That's like cavemen grunting and banging their clubs against one another. That's not called a language. So you need two conditions in order to be cavea something to be a language. Number one, it has to be that there are other people around who know what I'm talking about. And number two, I have to know what I'm talking about. Either one of those conditions are missing, that's not one language. However, says the Ritva, there's one set of words that trumps all those rules. And what is that? Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh is objectively a language. Why is Lashon HaKodesh a language? Because HaKodesh Baruch Hu is Kedeh, and it's a language. That's why I go to something called HaKodesh. It means it's Lashon HaKodesh, HaKodesh Baruch Hu created the world of Lashon HaKodesh. The Torah is given Lashon HaKodesh. The words of Lashon HaKodesh are objectively a language, even if nobody knows what you're talking about, and you don't even know what you're talking about. So you're sitting in the middle of the Pacific Island somewhere, and not a soul there knows what the word Shema Yisrael means, and you yourself don't even know what the words mean. You could still be, I'd say, the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, the mitzvah of Kiddush, etc. Shema may be a tricky one, but Shema may be Kavaras HaInyan. That's what he said before. So Shema may be the only exception to this rule. You don't understand what you're saying, even Lash Kiddush may not be right, because it's lacking in Kavanas, Kavanas, and Machu Shemaim. But let's say Kiddush, Pechsa Mosin, etc. I can be Yaitzik Kiddush, even though I don't know what's why. So basically, back to our original question here, we're trying to understand, Tais is a Sarge, Tais is applied to the Sarge, Tais raised the Sarge, what's the din? Can I be Yaitzik, my wife, and Pechsa Mosin, if she doesn't know what I'm talking about? So we stopped Tais and said, wait a second, yeah, but your wife not talking to you. No, wait, maybe you don't even know what you're talking about. So we said, well, it depends. If you're benching in English and you don't understand English, that's a problem. If you're benching in Hebrew and you don't understand Hebrew, that would be okay. So what's the subcontextus then? Once we've ascertained that if you're dealing with Lashon HaKodesh, there is no need to understand what's going on. Obviously, we're benching in Hebrew here, but people are benching in Hebrew. What place is the bottom? What place is the suffering? Women, what do you have against the women? It's okay, what's the problem? I just gave you all the razzle dazzle, shtibul dar, there are two dinim in the shyness. There's an objective language and a subjective language, and lush is an objective language, and there's no need to know what's going on. So why is it on Sunday, whether I can be late, see my wife, and there's an all the person jobs, what's the problem with this? What do you see close in Texas? This suffering is not a suffering in Hilchas. What's the latest subcontextus? It knows the slot.
Oh,
it knows the slot. It knows the Shemaya Kaplina. Can the din of Shemaya Kaplina kick in if the person who's being Shemaya doesn't understand what you're talking about? This is a different software. This is not a software given to Shemadibor. Vis a vis myself, as long as it's called the Lashon Lashon HaKodesh, I'm going to hold it together. But when it comes to Shemek Oina, there's a new din here we have to now superimpose. Namely, I have to be Yaitzeh based on Shmia. Can it be called Shmia if I don't understand what I'm hearing? Is that called a Shmia or not? It's a whole brand new suffix that Tosfos raises. Everyone read the Tosfos? Everyone chav. The Tosfos wasn't talking about a suffix in Hilchos Mitzvah Shemitah, but they weren't talking about a suffix in terms of Kviyas of a Lashon. Now they already knew the response. Sorry, that was a Tosfos Shemitah. Your suffix is in the Shemek Oina. Is this called the Shmia?
But that's also understanding what does the word Shmia mean? Does it mean just listening?
You tell me.
What does it mean? I'm having an idea, having an understanding.
So you tell me. So that's exactly what Tosfos is not sure about. The Noshim Tzorchin, he doesn't know. That's exactly what Tosfos is not sure about. That's the latest suffix. Do we have any Mokhor, by the way? Just an interesting Mokhor on what the word Shomea means. Does the word Shemaya have the connotation of understanding anywhere? Do you ever find that in Tanakh, the word Shemaya has the connotation of understanding? What does Shemaya mean? What? Where do we have a pasuk? That's the question. Shema Yisrael, does Shema Yisrael really mean to understand? Shema Yisrael just mean audible to hear.
Oh, when Paro heard that Yosef was in jail at the end of the parsha.
What does that mean? They didn't know that Yosef is hearing?
They didn't understand that Yosef understood what they were saying.
Here the word Shemaya means lo ki shomea Yosef, means ki hevin Yosef. Because there was a translator there, they were thrown off. That's when they got careless and started to talk in Lashon HaKodesh, and Yosef chapped the whole conversation. So sometimes the word Lishmoa has the meaning of understanding. As it also says in Parshas Migates, Paro says to Yosef, Tishma Chalom Liftor Oso. It means to understand. Tishma Chalom. Everyone hears a dream. Tishma Chalom means to understand the dream. So the word Shema is a tricky word in Lashon HaKodesh. I'm not sure exactly what it means. That sounds like the latest suffix is. Does the din of Shema Kodesh, Shema Kodesh, the kid, is it necessary for the person to understand?
What was the second example that Shema means, like, to understand that you just said?
The second one was by Tishma Chalom Liftor Oso. By Boss by Yosef, that says to hear a dream, to interpret it, sounds a little bit more like to understand the dream. Okay, basically, so let's see. So Tosfos raised the suffix, you got some rhymes.
Yeah. What happens in the case, the whole basis of this communication by folks in different language, or in different language, what happens if you're in French, you don't know French, but you say the broken French. So in that place, it's a communication.
But you're not Yetzik, because you're not one of those people communicating. That's the communication, you as the other rep. Good. So let's take a look at Tosfos again. See Tosfos rhymes. And now that we got the longest of Tosfos, let's see the rhymes. So Tosfos, the second rhyme of Tosfos. The notion to Achion in Yetzis Vichzai Zimun Shal Anoshim, the actual aim of Venus. The Yesh Bivin Raya She Yetzis. The Domino, come on, Sofa Mavarcha Bor Yetzis. Ah, Gemara, my golly, why do you think we're going to circular? Gemara, you have an example of Shemaim like that. You have two guys sitting, one's at the Tavachach, one's at the Bor. And it's at the Parish of Raya. That the boar. So what does boar mean? Ooh. It doesn't know anything. It doesn't understand anything. Mikan nashma. Afa noshim yatzis b'chazim b'chazim. Don't tell your wife this. That definitely don't tell my wife this. That Tosfos says, well, the women are the equivalent of the who?
Boar.
Of the boar. Just as the boar doesn't know anything, so the women don't understand anything. Tosfos says, no, mishkin rai. Mi yesh b'chayis eis a rai. One can refute a rai. The shiny boar should name even rosh and ha-kodesh. What does a boar mean? That's not even speak Hebrew. He speaks Hebrew. He does not a bench. So he understands the words. He's listening. He knows what's going on. About Noshim Shein Ravina's cloud. What's the name of the Lord Afkin? So this is back to square one. So they thought they had a radiation between Rai from the site of the boar. And Tosfos was there and refused to Rai. So Tosfos says, let's bring a sephora. Not the Amina of the Megillah, Laye Sheshama Ashuris Yatza. If you have a person who speaks other languages, Lois, that's from Zach, a person who speaks other languages, if he hears the Megillah in Hebrew in Ashuris, he's Yatza, even though he didn't understand the word. If you were to us, that Moshe Kodesh didn't have to understand. What's the problem? Here, it's not the person reading the Megillah himself, it's what? He's hearing the Megillah. He's trying to be shonei of the Megillah. He's trying to hear the Megillah. So the Gemara says Yotza. He's Yotza. That's the right. Losh Shama Shuris. He doesn't speak Hebrew. He's only hearing Losh HaKodesh. Just as Balgar himself is Yotza, even though he doesn't understand, so to be shonei is Yotza. So Zevin from Doi, you see from this Gemara, besides Megillah, what do you see on my side? What do you see? That the din of Shemeh Melayna can kick in, even though you're not a native, even though you don't understand it. Because it works by Kriyas and Megillah, it works by Kriyas and Megillah, then it works by Bechas and Mosem. That's Tosfos' potential Raya. Right? Everyone get the Raya? If it works by Megillah, the stomach should work by Bechas and Mosem. Comes Tosfos and says, no, it's not a Raya. He said, Kriyas and Megillah may be working with its own set of rules, and it is very, very difficult to extrapolate from Kriyas and Megillah to any other mitzvah.
Why? What's the rules?
Kriyasume Nisa Ba'al Mashayi. Says Tosfos, by Kriyas and Megillah, as long as you're participating and publicizing the miracle, even if you don't quite cap what's going on, not so terrible. Right? No, it's not so bad. It doesn't bother us, doesn't interest us so much that you understand every word of the Megillah. How do I know? What's the raya for that? So it's a very shi gemara. Okay, then read in Hassam, the gemara that says in the second Megillah, Ha'acheshtranim gnei haramachim. Anyone who learns Megillah?
The horses.
Ha'acheshtranim gnei haramachim. What does it mean? What do those words mean?
Horses. No one knows what the words mean.
It has something to do with horses. Something to do with the Pony Express. You know, the Persians had a Gavalsk Pony Express system. They were murdered, the Persians. They thought of this symbolic idea. But you know what the goddess of the Pony Express is? Anyone know? Pony Express in America.
The 1850s.
Yeah, what was the goddess? What was the unbelievable concept?
Stops,
is that they stopped, they switched horses, they switched riders. It was such an unbelievable concept. Nobody thought of that. Until then, everyone thought, we want to go from New York to L.A. You got the same guy. You got to take a nap. So they just kind of relay a system. So the Persians figured this out already 3,000 years ago. So those were Achashtrani, B'nai Ramachim, something like that. We don't know exactly what those terms mean, but that was pretty much the system that was around. Fine. So the Gemara says Megillah, when we get to those words. Achashtronim b'nei haramochim. If you tap the bell, Kohen asks him, what does that mean? I have no clue what it means. And you still yet say. So you see that Kriyas and Megillah doesn't matter so much. You don't get every single word, you don't say every word. Is this your
note? Don't we say that Al Pi Halacha that you can, if you miss a word, let's say you can say it back to yourself even if you don't know what it means because you're allowed to lay in half and give up, like, the not...
Right, that's the thing that you're allowed to lay in even if it's not mitzvah like sound. But how do you know you don't have to understand it? That's what the Gemara says. So the bottom line is, Tosfos says, don't bring any rackets from Christmas. Don't bring some other stuff. Stop. 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 I have this interesting cash I want to ask you. I want to read the Tosfos very, very carefully here. Everyone read the Tosfos? Everyone saw the Tosfos? So if not for this technicality that person in Nisa somehow breaks the rules, fundamentally Tosfos want to write the Raya. If you don't really have to understand, and the little shmet already kicks in, if you help us Christian Megillah, that it kicks in for good as a Muslim as well. That's basically what Tosfos says. Anyone have any cash on that?
What?
Tyson said, Tyson made an equation. I had a board. Tyson made an equation. We find that in Hilchas Kriyas HaMegillah, which is invoking Shemei Ka'ina Epifashtas, you see that the Shemei doesn't have to understand everything. So too, Bichas HaBazom, which is also invoking Shemei Ka'ina, it's not critical for the Shemei to understand. That's Tyson's equation, right? Okay? Right? That's Tyson's equation. So Tosfos says, good equation, not a good raya. Offer! There's another consideration. This goes a little bit more technically. But the Karon, Tosfos liked that setup, that line of that equation, that if Shemei Ka'ina can kick in for Kriyas HaMegillah, even though you don't understand, who are the Nami, it can kick in for Mitzvah Malz. Right? Everyone's with us? Everyone's with us? What is Tosfos L'chayra assuming in that equation? About Kriyas
HaMegillah.
That's not
the
same.
After
you
say the words in
HaMegillah,
like
Muslim. Oh. In other words, Tosfos seems to be assuming Kriyas HaMegillah is Mamshei Tetzel to Birsim. There's a din dibur. You have to read the Megillah. You have to say Birsim Muslim. Ah, Lamaisa, most people don't read the Megillah. Most people don't bench themselves in the olden days. It must have been. So therefore, Tosfos is willing to extrapolate just as Hilchos Shemei Ka'ina vis-a-vis Megillah can work even though you don't understand, so too it can work for Hilchos Shemei Ka'ina even though you don't understand. That's the flow, that's the mindset. Are we 100% sure that that's correct? That's how Hilchos Shemei Ka'ina works?
Yeah.
Could one argue that there's no mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah? What's the mitzvah?
Shmir.
Remember, we even talked about this for a minute last week about women. We said women make chayos in Shmir, but it could be that, guess what? Even men make chayos in Shmir. Wait, hold on. Okay. If one would argue that the mitzvah of Megillah is not really the Kriyas of Megillah, maybe the mitzvah is the Shmir of Megillah. If that's true, so then the whole raya is a little funny raya. You're trying to bring a riot as to the details of Hilchos Shemei Ka'ina. You're trying to prove that Shemei Ka'ina doesn't need absolute certainty that the guy understands. And you bring the riot, you bring me a riot from Kriyas HaMegillah. But if Kriyas HaMegillah itself is not a din of Shemei Ka'ina, it's a very mimbun the riot, very strange riot. So the pashas of Dvarim is that for the Baptist places, even entertained the riot. At the end of the day, the riot failed because Pesimini said it's shiny and then, you know, the riot guy got self. But the Ikaron, the Raya, was a good Raya. Because the Ikaron, because it wasn't really on the same page. They really both applied the principle of Shemei Ka'ina. Right? Well, that's the problem here. That's right. So you want to bring your Raya. Bring your Raya, as I was right. Avad the Kriyas HaMegillah, the Shemei Ka'ina. Avad is Mitzvah Kriya. What's the Raya? Make a bracha. Make a bracha. Isn't that a Raya bush in La Tshuva? Avad the Raya, right? Simple Raya.
maybe, well, really we only say amen to it, right? And you say shalom to that, but do we all say amen to it?
No, the Nusach HaBroch is Amikur Megillah. So I'm trying to say the Brooklyn Berzeh, the Shtibot Torah. The Nitz, I'm going to answer Taisus Rav. Taisus brings the Raya from Megillah to Brooks of Ozim. I'm going to say, no, Mishkin Raya. Why isn't that a Raya? Because Kriyas HaMegillah is not a Din of Shemek or Inim. And that's my, I'm trying to be Deich Taisus Raya. So he asked me, Mishagas, we're not China. Megillah is not Shemek or Inim. Kriyas HaMegillah is not a Mitz of Kriyas, it's Amikur Megillah. So I'll share with you a Raya of Mishkin Raya. Ran the first Betrach. You want to bring your Raya from the Brook, all right? Listen to this Ran. The Ran of Masechus Betrach has the following question. How come by Tkiya Shoifah we make a Brach on the Shmoya Kol Shoifar, and by Kriyas HaMegillah we make a Brach on Mikur Megillah? That's the Ran's question. First date in the Ran, the first Betrach. What? Kash of the Ran is, how come the Nusach HaBracha, when it comes to Shofar, make a bracha Shmuel, Shmuel, Shofar, when it comes to Kiskil, make a Mikra, what do we say? The Shmuel Megillah. That's the Ran's Kash. So you stay in the Ran.
Why is it
in Psochem? Why is it in Psochem? Because the Nusach HaBracha, the biggest comments. I'll give you a little bit of comments, and we share it sometimes with all the okay? So wait a second, let's go for a second. The Rani has this kasha. So if you saw this kasha, if I would just throw out this kasha to you guys and say, why do we make a bracha l'shmo kol shofar, make a bracha l'shmo, what would you answer?
Two separate mitzvahs.
The mitzvah is... Because one's a mitzvah kriya, one's a mitzvah l'shmo, one's a kasha. It's a silly kasha. What do we make out of chilas matza? We should make out tkiyas matza. It's a mitzvah sachima. Why do we make out of tilas lulav? We should make the shmo lulav. It's not a mitzvah shmi. What kind of kasha is that? What's
the
Ran talking about the kasha like that? What?
He's asking based on the
kasha. Wait. So you know what the Ran answers to the kasha? He says, you're right. We really ever should have made the Shmaya Megillah also something Ran. You know what I make on Mikra Megillah? Because there's a difference between shofar and Megillah in the following sense. By shofar, the mitzvah is to hear sounds, and by Megillah, the mitzvah is to hear words. So he said, in Lashon HaKodesh, if you understand Lashon HaKodesh properly, so the word Ishmo is more in sync with just sounds alone. Kriya refers to more words, read words. So therefore, Chazal wanted to highlight the fact that since the mitzvah Megillah requires words, not just sounds.
Pasuk Nikkei says that it's
to understand. Wait. So therefore, it's almost like a technical. Linguistic reasons, Chazal had a formula to this Chabracha, Azoy, not Azoy. What do you see from the Ran? What do you see from the Ran? That what is the real mitzvah of Megillah, fundamentally?
Understand.
It's really the Shmuel. Stop it up. The Ran says the only reason you make a bracha is almost by default, because of some quirk of a technicality in linguistics. Some quirk of Lashon HaKodesh forces us to make the bracha of Megillah. So what you really meant to say is the Rambam, the Rambam looked at the bracha and said, oh, is that the Nuts of Money? So I'm just suggesting that the fact that Tosis wanted to bring a Raya from Megillah to Birkas HaMotzah, and the only way Tosis was able to be mentioned in Raya was because of the Shiny, but otherwise, fundamentally, they're on the same theme, they're in the same language, it sounds a little bit like Tosis against that. But I understand that Tosis is more similar to Rambam, that Kriya of Megillah is an Itzvah Kriya, and therefore we have to come on to Shemek HaOinah, and Tosis taught me to have a Raya that the Shemek HaOinah, even though the people don't understand, and we can extrapolate from there to women, and then Tosis pulls the Raya away at the last minute by saying that is different because of what? Because of Yisrael Nisa Shai. But you have to read every Tosis, right? Get this read. Some of those guys read Tosis. Raya, okay, good, move on. You have to think, you have to analyze. Every word, you know. Here we have 2-3 lines in this Tosis. You know how long it took Tosis to write this Tosis? You have no idea. You got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Aliyah Tosis and Tamidim. See, the Ri had 80 Tamidim. The Ri was many times the nephew. The Ri Aliyah Tosis. 80 Talmidim, and each Talmud was in charge of a different Masechta. There are only 60-something Masechta, I'm not sure how that's right now. We get some Talmidim that I don't know, the Gemara, whatever it was. So each Talmud was in charge of it, each Masechta. Everyone had to know everything. You also couldn't learn, you know, except the Yeshiva. But each Talmud was had to be a Baki Otsum Neira in any given Masechta. That way, when the Reba would be saying Shir and Masechta's Brachas, and Sidra would come up from Masechta's Erevin, so the Reba would call upon that Talmud, and he would be responsible for presenting the whole Sugi of Masechta's Erevin, Mamish, word for word for word, to understand the opposite of the Var. So the Balei HaTos, they spent days and days and days and days. And then we have like the three words, you know, that came out of this life. So we have no idea. It could be that the Balei HaTosfos, what we're talking about, is this a good kasha? Not a good kasha. Is this Birchas Hamazon? Is this the same as the Gil? Is it? Yeah, no, maybe so. So Tosfos is working. You have to understand the Midaik in every word, every raya, every line of Tosfos is Kenish HaKadoshim. So Rabbi say, when all the dust settles, we have two potential rayas that Tosfos wanted to bring that you don't have to understand. And what did Tosfos say about both the rayas? What did the Tosfos conclude about both the rayas? They're both done. Finished history. We don't have any rayas. So what's the din? We don't have the din. So some of the rayas, we don't have the din. It's just Tosfos.
So I have a question on the Ram.
Yeah.
So even if he wants to say that shofars are hearing sounds, there's still specific sounds. So like, I didn't say that.
But you wouldn't say kriya on the sounds of the shofar. Kriyas are words. Korei, I don't say I'm Korei. We say read music notes. Okay, we say but you read words, you don't need to
sound.
You could have said it to call up.
What?
Yeah, we have nothing else to call. It's called the Matkia. Okay, all right.
The Pasuk says you hear.
What Pasuk says? It says Yom Tru Yelachah.
So if the difference between sounds and words is it because it's language or because it's just one sound, it's a more defined sound? If it's a more defined sound,
So bottom line, all the riots failed us. We spent a half hour in riots back and forth, but we're still not sure where we're coming on. So come Shulchan Aruch, yeah.
Doesn't Tosfos still hold that if you don't chop what the...
That's not sure, it's Tzarchian, they left the Tzarchian. They brought two riots and destroyed both riots. So come to Shulchan Aruch in the third of the Mamet Kodesh, the Tehillim of Shulchan Aruch, and says... Shnayim Shulchan. Alpha Bishya, we've been to some great deep, but to have us Kodesh. Even though by a motzi, you can be motzi one another. Mitzvah lecholak shivar kolecha but it's a mazal yatzma. The men remember murim sheir shtem yom levar. It's a mazal right out of Bagamar. Aval ima echad yedem, asheni yedem, avarech yedem, yetzi asheni. Imeivim loshen ha-kodesh, elosh en yedem levarech. Kof to Shulchan Aruch, that the men remember murim, that if you understand. Oy. So after Mishnah Berurah in the fourth of Ramakrim, so the fees are Noshim Yivrach Liatzman. The women should not be Yitzay with their husbands benching if they don't know what's flying. For who Adin Amaretz? Kishe Einoi Neivin Berchas Hamitziyot. The Biyesh Poskim, Zokta Mishnah Berurah, there are those Poskim who concluded that Tosfos' Raya's were correct. Who concluded that the emissary you can be. She Soivin Shekloshna Kodesh. Yotzi Adam in the Chavasa b'Shmi Ab b'Shir Mevin Loshim. Hashem ki b'Shal Shainas. So the Kuliyam in Yotzi Mevin Loshim. Not only is the Shemana Yotzi, even the who, even the what, even the guy himself is not Yotzi. He doesn't understand the Hebrew. Right? And doesn't understand all the Shainas. That's the Mitzvah we said. So how do we pass? Can we pass? Can we say that in Shulchan Aruch that Lachuvah? This is not included. It's not included. Two Rayas, the fourth of both Rayas, and let the Zayin. So the Shulchan Aruch passes the Chumrah, says the Mishnah Berurah, others disagree. Vechein ha-mimik zav the Mishnah Berurah, thus is the Minhag. She'noshi b'yotzes v'yichavasa v'shmiya, v'yam mevarech, af al-pi she'eina revinas klal. V'afil v'kinnish v'diraisa, the kuliyam, you know, benishik, you've got all the diraisa, etc. Women's chiyah, but not if you show us diraisa, but benishik kiddish, women are chiyah, but diraisa, how do I know? I know women are chayyam for sure the rice and kiddush. Even though it's man grom, how do I know?
There is.
How
do I know? Because
Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. Shabbos is Achav and Emru, right? Shabbos on the. So the Gemara says the brachah of Chav that Koshi Yeshu v'Shmiu Yeshu v'Zchiru v'Shamer refers to the Losa says women are obligated to malacha. Malacha is a losa say, even though it's not in Grubba, that's irrelevant to losa says. Therefore, women are chayav to spend their eyes in kiddush. Just as an aside, before we left, Shama Bezachim Tiberech Nebu, they were both said by the Rabban Shalom simultaneously. So at Matan Torah Klai Yisrael, they're both. Which one did it say, Beluchos?
Zohar. In Yisro it says Zohar, and then in Baslaner it says
Shohar. So you think that the presentation of the Luchos in Parshas Yisro are the Luchos Rishonos, and the presentation of the Luchos in Parshas Baslaner are the Luchos Achronos? That's a big question. There was some of Farshim who argued that way. It doesn't sound that way from the Pesukim. Because in Parshas Maschanon, Moshe Rabbeinu is just recounting what happened. So, what it said on the actual Luchos, not sure. So, which one did it say on the actual Luchos? Who thinks both? So, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky thought that it says Shomer. Said Shomer on the second one. They had a raya.
So, was it a raya?
Ushnei luchos avanim harip yado.
Luchos of them shmirah shabbos.
Shmirah shabbos. That was his right. Can anyone be done for the right? The Ramban writes in the Torah that shomor refers to malacha. This is malacha. It's called the shmirah shabbos. The chir refers to kiddush and it says the shabbos. So when it says luchos of shmirah shabbos, it doesn't necessarily mean it said the magic word shomor in there. It meant the nosei, the topic of Shmir Shabbos. What's the topic of Shmir Shabbos? Losaskim. I wonder if it said Losaskim Malacha. Of course that was there. But we're not sure which word was written into the Luchas, so just because it says Bechasim Shmir Shabbos, maybe it doesn't mean the word
Shabbos.
What?
It's too good
of a raya. It's Kivalti raya. I thought it could be Deichel maybe Ken Zadik could be Deichel raya. Good. Anyway, getting back to that story. So the bottom line is the Mishnah says even by Kiddush the Olam is Noeg Lachil. So that's from tomorrow. We'll have to pick up with this Mishnah Berurah and see how far this goes for us, and then pick up some odds and ends related to Shnei. Okay.
How does Tosfos in the top of the hill, by the way?